Heading, Precautions and Care. Subheading, Get Some Rest. You will feel weak and tired until the fever subsides. Rest will help you fight off the infection. Limit contact with others until your symptoms have ended. If your symptoms last longer than 7 days, you can resume your activities if your general condition allows. Subheading, Drink Plenty of Fluids. It is important to drink fluids frequently and in sufficient quantity because fever makes you sweat, causing you to lose a great deal of water. Take cold or warm drinks as you prefer, but avoid alcoholic drinks and drinks containing caffeine, example coffee, tea, or energy drinks. Alcohol and caffeine cause you to urinate, increasing fluid loss. Watch out for signs of dehydration, especially infrequent urination or dark urine, dizziness, headache, and confusion. Subheading, Protect Those Around You. To protect those around you, follow the guidelines below until your symptoms disappear. Stay in your room to avoid infecting the people you live with. When you sneeze or cough, cover your nose and mouth, preferably with a paper tissue, see page 11. Wash your hands afterwards. If you don't have a tissue, sneeze or cough into your elbow or upper arm instead of your hand, since these parts of your arm don't usually come into contact with people or objects, see page 11. Spit into paper tissues. Throw tissues away in a garbage can lined with a garbage bag. Keep it closed or out of reach of children. Keep your visitors to a minimum. Subheading, Wear a face mask. If you have a fever or if you are coughing and sneezing, wear a face mask when you are with others. If you are sick, stay home as soon as symptoms begin. Page 6. Subheading, Keep your home clean. Since the influenza virus can survive up to 2 days on hard surfaces, it is important to clean counters, wash basins, and all other surfaces that are frequently touched with the hands. Cleaning these surfaces eliminates any viruses found there. Use water with soap or domestic detergents. A disinfectant solution, for example, 1 part bleach and 50 parts water, is highly effective for toilets and wash basins. If you are sick, your bedding, towels, clothes, and dishes can be washed with those of other people in the household using regular detergents. Subheading, Get Help. Most people have the resources they need to deal with the current situation. However, some people may feel the need to be informed or reassured about events or about their own health. If you feel any anxiety, don't hesitate to ask for or accept help. Talk to family and friends to find people who can step in to provide help if the need arises. If you don't know anyone that can help you, call your local health and social services center. You can also contact Info Santé 811 for information, or the Centre de Relations avec la Clientèle of Service Québec, see page 13. Subheading, Stay Informed. For up-to-date information, listen to the radio, watch television, read newspapers, and visit the government's website on the pandemic, www.pandemiequebec.gouv.qc.ca. Notices and guidelines for the public from the Ministère de la Santé and des Services Sociaux will appear in the media to direct people to facilities where they can see a doctor, receive care, get access to antivirals, or get vaccinated. Always observe current notices and guidelines from the Ministère de la Santé and des Services Sociaux. They may change as the situation develops. Subheading, Teach your children the basic rules. Show them how to wash their hands properly with soap and water, see page 10, how to blow their noses or sneeze into paper tissues, see page 11, how to cough or sneeze into their elbow or upper arm, see page 11. Remind them often to stay away from people who are sick. Keep your decision chart, see page 13, visible or handy. This chart will help you quickly decide on the best resource depending on the situation. Page 7.